Son, never stop learning.
Your cat is not ignoring you. She is hunting you. Right now, somewhere in a living room, a well-fed house cat is crouched behind a couch cushion, pupils blown wide, tail twitching in a slow, deliberate arc, locked onto a moving foot. The food bowl is full. That does not matter. Cats are obligate carnivores, meaning their biology is wired exclusively to process animal tissue. They cannot extract the nutrients they need from plants. Taurine, a critical amino acid for heart and eye function, must come from meat. That nutritional dependency is not just a dietary quirk, Alina. It is the engine behind almost every behavior that confuses cat owners. Think of the hunting cycle as a cat's internal clock. It runs on a fixed sequence: stalk, chase, pounce, eat, groom, and rest. That sequence is not optional. It is a biological loop, and your cat's nervous system is built to complete it. Now, here is where it gets interesting for you, Alina. When a cat lives indoors with a full bowl and no prey, the cycle still fires. The stalk and pounce drive gets triggered by movement, a dangling phone charger, a wiggling toe, a shadow on the wall. The key idea is that the drive is not about hunger, it is about completing a hardwired sequence. Owners who understand this stop asking, "Why is my cat attacking me?" and start asking, "What can I give my cat to hunt?" That question has a practical answer. Play sessions that mimic the mechanics of a hunt, a wand toy that darts and hides, a feather that flutters and drops, satisfy the stalk and pounce phase. Follow the play session with a meal. That sequence, play then eat, mirrors the natural cycle and signals to the cat's brain that the loop is complete. After eating, the cat will groom and then sleep. For example, a cat that gets two structured play sessions daily, each ending with food, tends to show far less destructive or erratic behavior. The hunting cycle is the secret to a calm indoor cat. Remember that. Play, eat, groom, sleep. Support the loop. Now, cats do not just hunt. They also communicate, and most humans miss the signals entirely. Cats have specialized scent glands on their cheeks, paws, and flanks. When a cat rubs its face on a doorframe or your ankle, it is not being affectionate in the way a dog is. It is marking territory and building a communal scent profile for the home. Scratching works the same way. The paws carry scent glands too. That means your couch is not being destroyed out of spite, it is being claimed. Redirect that instinct to a tall, stable scratching post placed near the spot the cat already targets. The behavior will not disappear, but it will move. And then there is the slow blink, a documented communication signal where a cat narrows its eyes slowly in your direction. Is a direct expression of trust. No threat, no tension, you can return it. Slow blink back, and you are speaking the language. The takeaway from all of this, Alina, is clean and practical. A house cat is a 10-pound predator sharing your space. Its behavior, the ambushes, the scratching, the scent rubbing, the staring, is not random. Every action traces back to a biological system built for hunting and territorial survival. When you align your care routine with that system, the friction drops. Support the hunt, eat, groom, sleep cycle with structured play. Give the cat vertical space and a scratching surface it can own. Read the tail, the ears, the slow blink. The key idea is this: cats do not need to be trained out of their instincts. They need an environment that gives those instincts somewhere useful to go. Do that, and the relationship between you and your cat shifts from confusing to genuinely rewarding.